Nidar per gimel mishnehei. Hare nitios ha'elu karbonim einon niktatos. Person says that these nitios, these little plantings, should be a carbon as long as they're not cut, or talazo karbonim einon nisrefes, or this talus should be a carbon as long as it doesn't burn. Yesh lahen pidyon. So there's a way to be po to them. The Mishnah is talking about is a case where not like the previous cases where a person is ossering on himself something, and he's saying that that item is like a carbon. In this case, the person is actually designating these items as carbonus, and he's doing it because, let's say, he's afraid that there's a windstorm coming that's going to uproot his produce. That was the first case. Or there's fires that are coming to his area, and he's afraid it's going to be burned. So in order to save everything, he makes like a pledge that these items are carbonus or have some type of kedusha. Now, if we focus on the first case, the carbon, so he's really referring to, according to some shitas, let's just say, he's referring to the demay carbon, the money, monetary value of a carbon, which means that what he has to do, while it is still attached to the ground, he has to be poided or sell it and use that money to purchase carbonus. And the talus as well, he has to sell that as well and use the money for carbonus. But since he didn't say hare alai, if instead of him selling them, he's poda them, that's also okay, the Mishnah says. Yesh lahan pidyon. And Tversel points out, we don't say that this is nidre zeruzin, like he was just doing this, but had he known that there was not going to be a windstorm or fire, he never would have made the designation in the first place. Rather, we see it's a full-fledged pledge, and he has to sell it and then use the money, or he can be poda it. However, Mishnah continues, instead of using a lashon that we just said, if he uses a lashon of hare nitiyos ha'elu karbon ad sheyikatzatzu, these plantings should be a carbon until they are cut. Talazo karbon ad shetisari. If this talus is a carbon until it's burnt, ein lahem pidyon. You can't be podet until it's cut. Once it is cut, let's talk about the nitiyos. There's a machlekes whether or not you would even have to be podem anymore. It could be that it just falls off. That's a machlekes. But up until the point where it's cut, you can't be poda. And if a person tries to be poda, the Rab points out, it does nothing. It actually, the kedusha falls onto the money, and then the item that you designated as hektish becomes hektish once again, because your words are being makdashit continuously up until it's cut. Always. There's always going to be new kedusha. So if a guy tries to be poda it, the kedusha would fall into the money, and then the initial words that he used would make it that it would become kadosh again. So you really can't get rid of the kedusha until it's cut.